How to raise a carpenter ant colony? The ultimate guide. Are you interested in creating your ant farm? Look no further than raising a carpenter ant colony. These ants make for captivating pets with their intricate tunnels and fascinating social structures. However, starting an ant farm can be challenging without proper guidance. That's why we've created the ultimate guide to help you raise a carpenter ant colony from start to finish, including tips on selecting the right species, setting up their habitat, and observing their behavior. Get ready to embark on an exciting journey into the world of carpenter ants. Chapter 1: Getting Started in Carpenter Ant Keeping. The first thing that you need to do if you want to keep carpenter ants as pets is to find a queen. These ants are unlike other ants, where the colony can exist without a queen. If you want to keep carpenter ants, you must have a queen. The best way to get a queen is to capture one from the wild. How to get a carpenter queen ant? Find an active colony and capture the queen. This can be done by baiting them with sugar water or honey. Once the colony has been located, observe it to see when the workers are most active. This is usually early in the morning or late at night. Once you have found an active time, approach the colony and bait them with sugar water or honey on a small dish. The workers will return the bait to the queen, and she will eventually come out. How to identify a carpenter queen ant? Carpenter queen ants can be identified by their large size, light brownish-black color, and long mandibles. They are usually larger than other workers, and their bodies are between 13 to 20 millimeters long. The head of a carpenter queen ant is flattened on the top, which gives them a unique appearance compared to other species in the group. Additionally, they have 6 legs with spines protruding from each leg for better mobility when digging tunnels or excavating wood. Time for a queen ant to start a new colony. It takes a carpenter queen ant roughly 2 to 3 weeks after emerging from her cocoon before she is ready to start a new colony. Capture the carpenter ant queen with care. It would be best to use patience and the right tools to capture a carpenter ant queen. Start by finding an area with a lot of activity from carpenter ants. Look for trails they have made on the ground, walls, or trees. Once you have found one of these trails, follow it to its source. This should be their nest. Using a flashlight and magnifying glass, carefully search the nest until you find the queen. Gently scoop her up using tweezers or your fingers without harming her, then place her inside a secure container with plenty of food and water and nesting materials such as soil or shredded paper towels. Make sure your container has enough ventilation holes so she can breathe properly. Once captured safely, you can begin ant farming with your new carpenter ant queen.